The Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
True or false? Time to give away our Arizona State Parks passes. Had it stayed in its original geographic boundaries, Gila Bend and Maricopa, Pine Top and Navajo County, and Peach Springs and Mojave County would all still be part of Yavapai County today. If you think that's true, text TRUE to 411-923. If it's false, text FALSE, and we'll pick a random right winner at the end of this programming segment and send you two passes to Arizona State Parks. Good to any of the 35 state parks, including Jerome State Park, which is the site of the Douglas Mansion. We'll talk a little bit more about that, but we've got Eva Dugan on the topic at the moment with Dr. Dean of Grand Canyon University.
Eva Dugan, notorious for holding something very, I hate to say it as a record, but she has a distinction in our history in Arizona. She was not only the only woman to be hung as part of her sentencing, but she's the last person to be hung because of her sentencing. And that's because of the gruesomeness by which her death came about. They said, maybe we should try something different after that. Of course, Eva Dugan was convicted of murder. She had murdered a rancher, stolen his car. She maintained her innocence all along, and of course, they all do, right?
Right.
but she served her time in some time in prison, and during that time, she was kind of a model inmate. She was cheerful. She gained a little notoriety. She got some public attention. She had some newspaper interviews. People would come and talk to her, and she ended up, raising a little bit of money because when you are in the system and a death sentence was carried out, you didn't get a coffin, you didn't get any kind of fancy thing. So she made a little bit of money on the side, very entrepreneurial, to kind of pay for making sure she had a nice burial and a nice dress to be buried in.
Aye, aye, aye.
But as it came down to time to carry out the sentence at 5 o'clock in the morning in 1931, she was led to the gallows. And at that time, the way the gallows was a two-story building there in the Florence prison. And it had a trap door. And some of the witnesses and the executioner and the warden would be at the top. And then the assembly of witnesses would be in the second, in the bottom floor, and then the person would stand on the scaffold, the rope would go around the neck, and the floor would drop out, and the body would drop down through, and the witnesses could see that the death had been completed.
That's pretty gruesome.
That is gruesome.
It is. There's a scene just like that in Summersby where it's exactly what you described, and so all these people standing. I just can't imagine wanting to ever be a witness, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm not sure I want to see that either. Mm-hmm. But apparently, that's part of the process. Mm-hmm. And so these witnesses gathered, and it was in this case, both men and women were witnesses to this. And so she didn't really have any last words. She said goodbye to the warden, and they released the trap door, and to kind of set the stage a little bit, Eva Dugan was a kind of a heavyset woman, and she had suffered from syphilis that does some kind of things to your body and your muscles and whatnot.
You did warn us. This is gruesome. So if you don't like gruesome, you might want to.
Yeah, if you're eating breakfast right now, you might want to go and refresh the coffee.
But you said the kids love it.
Discretion advised.
Yeah. Yes. Thanks for the warning there. So you can imagine what happened as the trap door fell open and her body went down through. Normally there's a kind of a bit of a spring as the neck is snapped, but in her case there was no spring. Her body just hit the floor of the bottom floor like a big sack of potatoes, just thud. And unfortunately her head had come apart from the body at the neck, and it remained in the noose as the noose sprung back up through the trap door. Eyes still open, mouth moving, and then it went back down through the trap door and fell out of the noose and rolled across the floor into the corner, much to the horror of both people on both floors, as her still beating heart was pumping everything out of the neck and made quite a mess. People were horrified, screaming out of the room.
Wow. We sure just made everybody Saturday morning.
Enjoy your omelet now.
Oh, man. So somebody decided we're going to find another way to do this.
Right. There were actually two other prisoners were hung, but they were already scheduled for hanging. But no one was ever scheduled after her for hanging. And so and there was a hiatus between 1931 and 1934 on executions in Arizona until they implemented the gas chamber in 1934 down in Florence.
And I've heard that it's the 13 unlucky number comes from the hangman's noose. A proper noose is 13 wraps. Is that
13 wraps? Uh-huh. Yeah. And actually, an expert from England reviewed the case because they hung people in England at the Tower of London all the way up until the 1970s.
Wow.
And a hangman there reviewed the case and said that the noose was probably not properly put around her neck, is which caused the separation.
Well, we're going to have better stories on this. We'll continue along our prisoner conversation, but it won't be as graphic as that. The answer is false. Peach Springs is in Mojave County, just on the other side of Yavapai, and was one of the original four counties. Yeah.